They brought us back.
Brandon, you keep saying...
It's still a surprise.
You keep saying that they keep bringing us back, yeah. But I want to know when you're going to realize that we are the they that you're referring to.
No, you are the they.
We do this.
I am
You
here.
Plug in the mics, you turn on the computer, people, and then you're surprised what that what you've just
know.
Done...
What people might not know
Tell
is...
Tell the people what they don't
is
know.
I actually record all day long, my whole life.
Your life
and,
is a podcast?
And you just kind of pop in, and so that's
for
why I'm 22
minutes, for 22 minutes once a week... I drop into your life that is a 24/7 podcast.
Yes.
And this is just a little segment we like to do called Summit Drive Time with Jason and Brand. Hello,
yes.
Everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your Monday, August the 13th.
Can you believe it?
Hard to believe. The dog days of summer.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of it.
I think
it's
we're
happening.
At the end of it.
No.
What is the dog days of... Is the dog days of summer just when kids are out of school? Because that's almost done.
No. The dog days of summer here in upstate South Carolina are going to run till about November the 2nd. I mean, it just stays hot around here.
Here's
what's going to happen.
Do you remember a few years ago when it snowed on Halloween? I mean, October 31st? Sorry.
Is that here?
Yeah.
That happened here?
Yeah, it was a quick flurry overnight.
Here's what's going to happen, Brent. Probably in 5 or 6 weeks, we're going to get a little cool snap.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to drop down. You know, we're going to have a high of 66 degrees.
Wow.
And what you're going to notice is everyone pulls out their flannel shirts.
Yep.
All the ladies put on the boots and wrap a scarf around their neck. And then the next day, it's 93 degrees again.
Right.
We don't care. Like, we here in the upstate of South Carolina, people are committed to getting out their fall things as quickly as possible.
Are you excited for the pumpkin spice latte to come out?
I could care less about
the
pumpkin
PSL?
Spice latte. I enjoy a good cup of coffee. I think most of our listeners know this by now, that I'm a little bit of a coffee snob. I don't put anything in my coffee. That's any kind of creamer. That's any sugar. And so you can imagine how appalled I am at anything pumpkin that would be put into a coffee.
Have you had it, though?
I probably tasted it at some point in time.
Yeah.
Side note, I don't like anything pumpkin. I don't
really?
Like pumpkin pie. No.
Wow.
No, I don't like pumpkin pie. I like cutting open a pumpkin.
Sure.
And pulling the things out of it.
Ew, you
and
like that?
And then cutting some eyeballs
right.
into the pumpkin.
Jack-o'-lantern?
And then putting a candle in said pumpkin head.
Where did that name come from, Jack-o'-lantern?
I don't know.
What's a jacko?
I don't know. We can research it.
Yeah.
And we can get back to the people.
Now, a couple of things really fast before we dive into our conversation. One...
Okay.
Rate, review, subscribe. You know the deal.
You guys know the deal.
But here's the thing. You and I were just having this conversation about people that are listening. Are people actually listening to this?
Yes. In the hundreds is what we're finding out.
That is what we're finding out. But here's the thing. Again, I record all the time, so this isn't a big deal to me. But I know, Jason, that you're gonna give up on this if we don't start getting to the thousands. I know how big of a deal it is for you to reach the masses.
I've got a certain amount of time in life. I'm going to be 43 soon. I don't know how much longer I have.
Don't know. And so do you want to spend 22 minutes a week
doing a podcast for hundreds? No. But I will spend 22 minutes a week doing a podcast for thousands. So if you're one of the hundreds,
yes,
and you share this with other people, and then they give it a listen, that equals thousands.
Because here's the thing. We know that there are people out here that listen every single week.
They
we
really
know it.
Do.
We had a review on the iTunes. Someone said when they were off for a week, I was legitimately sad.
Yeah.
So we get it. People like it. But if you're one of those people that like it, you got to like it and share it. That's what we're trying to say.
That is exactly what we're trying to say.
Good.
So thankful for all of our faithful listeners out
easy
there.
For
easy
you
for
you
to say. Well, we really appreciate your faithful listening. We are glad to join you every Monday morning on your drive, wherever that may be. Pretty soon that's going to be to school for some of you that will be taking your kids to school. Mm.
Absolutely. We can't wait to be back in the car.
That's exactly
as
right.
As you drive the kids to school.
Exactly
now, today is an interesting topic. You were talking about coffee, Jason. One of my New Year's resolutions was to transition to drinking black coffee, which I have done successfully.
Okay.
I fought through it, and now I love it.
Yep.
Big fan. One of your New Year's resolutions, as well as mine, but it's kind of been thwarted because of my job a little bit, but was to give up the social media.
Yeah.
You've been off social media for 9 months now
because
mm-hmm. you started in December because you're special.
That's right.
And today we wanted to talk a little about social media. There's been a lot of books that have been put out recently about social media and
yeah.
how our phones are affecting us. We've kind of been off social media, you a little bit more than me, for the last year. And so what I want to talk about today was social media, how social media affects us, the ways in which we can, as Christ followers, living on mission, use social media for good potentially, and what that can do. Part of my job now is to think about that. How can we encourage people throughout the week on social media? And that's not just for churches to do. That's for all of Christ's people to kind of speak life rather than not life. So that's kind of what we don't wanted to talk about today. I know, Jason, as I've been talking to you the last couple of weeks, that you've been reading a book about phone and screen times and social media. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. Sure. But that's where we're going, Jason.
I'm on a little bit of a journey.
Yep.
You alluded to the fact that I stepped off of my social media platforms. For me, that's Facebook and Twitter. December the 1st of 2018. Historically, maybe some of you know this about me, I like to give up certain things for a year.
Yeah.
Really not for spiritual reasons. At least when I first began, it wasn't a spiritual thing. It was just a, hey, I want to see if I can do this thing.
Right.
So I gave up sweet tea for a year, which I love sweet tea, gave it up for a year. And then when that year was over, I continued not to drink sweet tea.
Have you backslidden?
I have not gone back to sweet tea.
How about
that? And that's because I'm at the age now where I probably shouldn't be drinking my calories. Also, the reason that I don't drink the pumpkin spice latte.
Is unsweet tea zero calories?
Zero calories in your unsweet tea.
But it's just not good.
At home, a lot of green tea is my choice.
Oh, okay.
Iced green tea. And then all
but
of
you'll
my,
still take a Coke from time to time.
All of my tea, I will have some lemon in. I want some lemon in there. Which is also very good for you. Okay. Yeah, I'll have a Coca-Cola Classic every now and then.
Classic. It's got to be classic.
There's a certain few foods that I feel like,
absolutely,
man, that just tastes great.
Some
or
foods,
certain restaurants that I'm in that they've gotten the perfect combination of carbon, what am I looking
Nation.
For? Carbonation and syrups. Like they figured out that
absolutely
cocktail. And then 1 year I gave up fried chicken, and you guys know I love fried chicken. And then after a year, I went back to fried chicken. I ate a lot of fried chicken. But the reason I start December the 1st with those things is because my thought is if I can make it through the holidays, the Christmas, New Year holidays, then everything else will be a breeze. You know, my brother is a Chick-fil-A owner-operator. So at Christmas time, he's showing up with just platters of chicken nuggets.
Oodles.
And so if I can make it through that after giving up, say I'm going to give up fried chicken, the rest of the year will be a breeze. And I found that to be true. So I just start it at a different time. So December 1st, were you going to ask about Chick-fil-A?
I was going to ask about, I mean, you always talk about the things that you did give up, but there is one that you gave up and did not successfully last.
That was bread.
Yes.
Now, I think I explained bread. I gave up bread for 4 months.
Yep.
And then the University of South Carolina Gamecocks, who I'm a fan of, they made it to the Final Four. Someone gave me tickets to the Final Four. The Final Four was out in the Southwest in Phoenix. And when I did a little
Phoenix
research,
is known for their bread.
Well, the Southwest is actually known for their fried breads.
Uh-huh.
It's combining two of my favorite things in the world.
Right.
And so that is the year that I decided I'm not going to actually take this to completion, and I will go eat the fried breads out in the Southwest. And I'm glad I made that decision. Again, it wasn't spiritual. I don't think that God was disappointed in me or anything like that. You were disappointed in me.
I was, because I had a Twitter account for Jason No Bread, and I didn't have any reason to keep that up.
Exactly.
So
that all leads full circle to giving up social media.
Yes.
Now, I read a book last September, so coming up on a year, called 12 Ways That Your Phone Is Changing You.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this book. I've talked about it from the stage here a little bit when I've taught. Just that it was a good read. And it's not maybe what some of you are thinking. Like, this isn't about social media is evil. It's not about your phones are destroying all of life. I think it did. That book was a really good book. Kind of, here's some pros, here's some cons. Just be thoughtful. And that's really the reason I made the decision that I made in December. I just wanted to check some things. And so I posted something on Facebook that I was going to check out for a year, and here was why. And I posed some questions out of that book. And I had some interesting responses back to that. Some people were super excited for me. Some people were a little sad, actually, that I wasn't going to be on social media. I took this as a compliment, and maybe we can talk about it in a moment.
Yep.
There were some people who said, like, I appreciate how you use social media, that you make much of the gospel through your posts and those sorts of things, which I typically do outside of college football season when I may say something about Clemson.
A little snarky.
And that's just really towards my brother, who's a big Clemson fan, not towards anybody else. And then just some other people who said, hey, I'll be interested in a year to hear what you've learned. Like, mm-hmm. what have you processed as you've kind of gone on this little social media sabbatical? And so, you know, we are pretty far into that. I mean, we're already in August, and so December 1st will be here, or November 30th. Are there 30 days in November? So, I'll have the opportunity possibly to come back onto social media fairly soon. And there's another book that I've been reading that you were talking about. It's by Craig Rochelle. It's called Hashtag Struggles, which is a very funny title. And it's a book that I'm currently reading, and I'm in the middle of it right now.
His kids are probably very embarrassed by that title.
Probably so.
Dad!
And it's been really great, and I've really enjoyed it. So I've been just on this little journey, and the reason that I've been on the journey is simply because I want to think well about different areas of my life. And social media and the phone, these handheld computers that we walk around with now, I don't know. I think we're at a point where they've been out long enough that we're able to start seeing some data on things. Like, things are coming out now.
Yeah.
Studies are coming out. And I'm just curious. And I want to think well about what I'm doing with my life. And I feel like that applies to every area of life. I don't see it differently than spiritually and things that I want to grow in, or physically, things that I want to think well about, or as a dad or as a husband or whatever the case may be. I'm kind of an evaluator. You would say that about me after hanging out with me. I kind of evaluate things. And I think the Summit family would know that I care deeply about intentionality. I use that word a lot. And so this would just be an area that I want to evaluate and see about how I'm being intentional or not being intentional. That was my background on making the decision that I made.
Yes.
How about you? What was your background on making the decision that you made to step off of social media?
Yeah, I found myself, and I don't think I'm in the minority here, I found myself struggling to be present.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
I found myself being with people, using my phone or using social media as an excuse to not talk to people. Yeah. If I could be blunt and honest.
Be
as
blunt.
We talked about last week in our Woodlands episode, we're both introverted.
Yeah.
And there are times where I'll be in a social setting. Small talk is one of my biggest fears. And then rather than diving into small talk, I'll just look down and scroll. And that's not to say by getting rid of social media, there's plenty of other things that you can scroll through
100%.
Besides social media.
Yeah.
And I have found those things as well.
Sure.
To try to be a little bit more present at home. I have a baby now, so want to be a little bit more present, present out and about, present with the people of Summit, all of that. So trying to alleviate that temptation to look down and scroll was the thought process for me. But also, I want to be in control of the things that are entering into my mind.
Yeah.
And so part of what getting rid of social media, it allowed me to, if I want to look up something about the news or about a movie or whatever, I'm the one that's looking that up.
That's right.
I'm scrolling and I see something and I scroll and I see something else, so on and so forth. And so I wanted to take back what I was allowing into my mind, if that makes sense. So that was kind of the thought process for me. And I think we were talking about this, maybe Cam as well, talking about how social media is really messing with our minds because of the way in which there's one really difficult news story that you see, followed by a picture of a cat, followed by the death of a celebrity, followed by a funny video or something. And our brains can't really deal. It desensitizes the struggles that's going on in the world because we're seeing sad thing followed by happy thing, and it messes with our brain a little bit, which is interesting.
Yep.
And so just trying to think, well, I do want to feel, I want to be able to empathize with what is going on in the world and what's going on with people, and not just be like, oh, there's another sad thing. Let's keep going.
Yeah, I think the purpose of this episode, just in regards to social media, and again, I think there are many redeemable things about social media, but there aren't many redeemable things about social media unless we're intentional with it.
That's right.
So I think a loving challenge to those that are part of the Summit family that are listening today, and then other friends who may be tuning in as well, is just, have you thought about it?
Right.
I mean, have you given any thought to, hey, am I being intentional with this? Can I take a break? Should I take a break? I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to tell you that everyone needs to take a little break from social media. But I would like, as your pastor and your friend, to encourage you to think well about it. This book, Hashtag Struggles, again, I'd highly recommend it. I'm through enough of it now that I would say, hey, give this a read. My wife and I were talking the other day, like, this will be a book. My daughter, who is going into eighth grade, she's 13. She doesn't have social media at all. That's a decision my wife and I have made up to this point. So she doesn't have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever else the kids out there are doing today. Will she at some point in time? Probably so. When will that be? I don't know. That's going to be an ongoing conversation that we have with her. But my wife and I were talking, and I was talking with my daughter the other day and said, this book that I'm currently reading will be mandatory reading for her before entering into that world. And so some of the chapter titles I just wanted to share because I thought they were so good is Contentment versus Comparison, Intimacy versus the Struggle with Likes, which is a really good chapter, Authenticity versus the Struggle with Control, Compassion versus the Struggle with Desensitizing. You know what I'm saying there?
I got it.
Integrity versus the Struggle with Secret Impurity. Encouragement versus the Struggle with Constant Criticism. Worship versus the Struggle with Idolatry. And Rest versus the Struggle with Constant Distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are just... I'm almost done. Like I said, I think I'm on chapter 8 of the 8 chapters. It's been a phenomenal read. Just some real practical things. Some of the studies that are coming out. Some good scriptures, I think, for people to ponder and process through in regards to social media and the use of social media. The chapter on encouragement versus constant criticism, for me, and this was part of the reason that I decided to take the break, was I feel like social media had become, much like a lot of the world we live in now, very volatile,
very
divided. Now, again, one of the ways, and I've talked about this before at Summit, you know, one of the ways that you have a say is you have a say on who you follow. Like, at the end of the day, you have a say on who shows up in your Twitter feed and who you see on Facebook. And so I think some people need to be more intentional about that. Like, maybe unfollowing or whatever the case may be. And at the same time, you know, I was talking with my wife before I took the break, and I said, babe, you know, a part of my job is to sit with people oftentimes who are going through really hard things. And now I've chosen that. Like, I feel called to be a pastor, a shepherd, and to walk with people through difficulty. So I don't do that begrudgingly. I don't hate it. I don't deep sigh every time someone calls me who's going through hard things. Like, I embrace that part of what I have the opportunity to do in walking with people. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, this is what I told her. I was like, one of the reasons I kind of want to take a break from social media is because I do that so much of my day is that, why would I then in my free time or at night when I come home after doing that all day, choose to scroll through and just read everybody else's heartache? And oftentimes people I don't even really know that well, or their opinions or their angst or whatever the case may be as they are expressing themselves on social media. And that's been one of the real life-giving things, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I think you were alluding to this a moment ago. Like, you really get yanked all over the place when you're scrolling through. So I want everyone to be, you know, I want to be very clear when I say this. I haven't given up my phone. You haven't given up your phone. I haven't thrown that away. I still get texts and emails, and I can still go read what I want to read, actually. Yep. But to your point, like, I'm reading what I want to read when I want to read it because I want to read it, not because I scrolled through and saw 87 different things and my mind bounced from this place to that place. And
right.
I do wonder, here's something I would love for people to consider, because this is one of the things that I've just noticed is different. Like, you know, you scroll through and you see something that just takes you to a sad, discouraging, unjoyful place that had you not been scrolling through to see it, you wouldn't have gone there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and I talk with people, you know, part of my job is I talk with people who are anxious and maybe struggle with worry and maybe just like worst case scenario people. And we all probably have those avenues in our life where we think of that more than others. And You know, it's like, I'll use an example. If you often find yourself worried, anxious about your children and what's going to happen to your children, like that's a legitimate fear for people. I've had that conversation with folks. Like, man, I feel so like anxious about my kids. Something bad could happen to them. They get in an accident. Someone could take them. Like, it's all this different stuff. And then part of the question is, yeah, but why do you spend so much time on social media where you're just reading of all that stuff happening to people that you don't even know? Like, there's no connection there. But when you read that, then your mind goes to all the anxious things.
That's right.
Then it'd have to be that. It could be politics. It could be sports. Totally. It could be any number of things. Like, you have a say. Like, you can be intentional to back off of those things. And obviously, follow people who are going to point you to gospel things. Follow people who are going to put scripture in front of you. I mean, that's part of what you want to do as the creative communications director of Summit Church. Congratulations again on your new job title. Part of what we want to do is put gospel thought, scripture in front of people.
Yeah.
We want to invade your consciousness in that way, as opposed to what's going on in the world, the heaviness of the things in the world, the things that make you anxious and worry.
Yeah, absolutely. It is as if, this was me as well, and probably will be me when I get back on social media, if we're honest. Be anxious about nothing. It applies to social media.
Yeah.
If you are finding yourself getting anxious, getting excitable about what somebody else is posting about this, that, or the other, is it possible that the Lord desires for you to spend your time in another way?
Yeah, step back.
To set your heart on things above.
That's right.
And again, it's not to take it away. It's not to end it completely.
No.
Just to reevaluate.
Evaluate it. Constantly be evaluating. The world, you know, we talked about this with Psalm 1. I know it's where we've hit our 22-minute mark today. We talked about this with Psalm 1 in regards to, blessed is the man who does not find counsel in the ways of the wicked. And all I mean, and we talked about this,
yeah.
The world we live in is not passive.
Mm-hmm.
Even that verse says what? That the wicked are giving counsel. And again, I'm not saying all of social media is wicked, but I am saying the world we live in is not redeemed. Therefore, if you're constantly getting information and pondering what the world is putting out to you, it won't be what the Lord wants you to be pondering and thinking through and processing through and renewing your mind, as you just said, through gospel thought and scripture.
That's right. That's all we have time for. I know there's a ton more.
Man,
that we
this
could
might
talk
need to
that.
Be a part two at some point in time.
And but seriously, if you listen to this and you're like, you're saying a lot of things that I've maybe thought about but haven't been able to put words to, we want to continue this conversation with you.
Yep.
What it looks like to
And I think as we get into the fall, I'll come back with hey, after a year, here's a few things. I'll come back and articulate that a little bit more.
Absolutely. That's all we got time for. But real quick, Jason.
Yeah.
Summertime is almost over.
Yeah.
Fall is coming up.
Yeah.
What is your most excited, the thing you look forward to the most about fall?
The pumpkin spice latte. Have a great one, everybody.
Bye,
see you soon.
Bye.